Fridays are when we talk about the region's business news with the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Technology firm Parable announced plans this week to come to Sacramento. What does this mean for the local tech community?
Parable is a two-year-old company from San Francisco. It monitors web user data, and it's backed by venture capitalists in San Francisco as well as New York. Basically, the company says it was encouraged by the Sacramento area's relatively lower business costs and the potential to attract talent from some of the engineering programs at local colleges. Job-wise, Parable expects to establish a Sacramento outpost and eventually bring 25 to 50 jobs here. And it's important to note this is not a new headquarters, just a Sacramento outpost.
But that number 25 to 50, that's kind of low. I mean, compared to the big number of jobs you see from tech companies hiring in the Bay Area. What are the people who are trying to bring jobs to Sacramento? Are they still encouraged by the news?
They say it is encouraging. This company is coming here with assistance from the Greater Sacramento Area Economic Council. Barry Broom, that council's CEO, says that locally we have to realize that the tech sector here is flat, and we should be encouraged by any new jobs in that sector. You probably remember a similar announcement when officials announced that Flipbox, a cloud storage firm, would come to Sacramento, and that is still happening. It's taking a little longer than expected, but that firm plans to hire 25 people by the end of January and later increase that number.
The owner of the Sacramento restaurant Tokyo Froze is suing his landlord. Why?
In a lawsuit, the business owner of the sushi restaurant says the owners of University Village are trying to force him out. Merlone Geyer Partners bought University Village a little while ago, and this group is pursuing a $10 million renovation of the center that will rebrand it as the UV and bring some new restaurants to the center as well. Basically, the owner of Tokyo Froze says that he's lost some business due to the renovation, and this renovation has created an environment that interferes with his ability to run a restaurant.
What happens now?
Well, we're not quite sure. Merlone Geyer hasn't commented on the suit, and the lawsuit says that Tokyo Froze lease lasts through 2022. As far as we know, new businesses are still moving forward at the center and could open sometime later this year.
Top Golf is opening soon. That's the massive golf entertainment center in Roseville. What should people expect?
This facility opens September 2nd, and it is the company's first California location that's opening. Basically, this is the massive indoor-outdoor golf driving range. It's at Blue Oaks and Washington Boulevards. It basically infuses a party atmosphere into the traditional golf driving range. There's balls with computer chips on it, and there's alcohol, food, drinks, all that exciting stuff.
Well, do you think it's enough to make people from downtown and midtown make the drive to Roseville?
Officials with the company hope so. This draws into the whole idea of experience-oriented offerings. And also, they are betting on a lot of corporate business from Sacramento and other areas as well. There are private meeting rooms, and it's basically designed as a way for businesses to entertain corporate clients. And again, it goes back to this experience-oriented atmosphere. Golf is kind of an afterthought in some respects at the business. They plan to have a DJ, again, food, and lots of other games such as pool, shuffleboard, all sorts of fun things.
We've got some other businesses opening soon. Any other dates people should put on their calendars?
A few notable things. First of all, El Rey, which is one of those restaurants in the three-restaurant project at 700 K Street. It will be the first to open, and that's scheduled to open on August 31st. That's a Mexican restaurant. And then Winco, potentially infusing a lot of new activity and life into Country Club Plaza, is scheduled to open September 1st. And finally, Estelle's Patisserie announced this week that it is relocating to Downtown Commons, the area surrounding the new downtown arena, and its last day at its current site downtown will be August 31st.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.